RadioInfluence.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome to the inaugural cannabis podcast. And it's powered by Trueleaf. We also have some other title sponsors, Tetra Health Centers, and we have a representative from both of them today, which is going to be great for our first show, which is going to be, we're going to call it kind of Cannabis 101, where we're going to go over the basics and maybe it's all about you guys and educating the consumers. You ask me, what do I know about marijuana? I know probably more than the average because being around it, I've read up on it, but still a lot of things I need to learn as well. So we're all here to learn, and it all seems like we all know a little bit about it, and we can definitely be more versed. So that's what we're going to try to get accomplished today on the first cannabis podcast. Now, I brought in special guests today. My first special guest is going to be Emily Wood from Trueleaf. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Fantastic. Now, let me know. Tell us what Trueleaf is all about.
Okay. First off, I want to say thanks for putting this podcast together.
My
pleasure. We need more of these things to help educate people on this topic.
But no doubt.
Who is Trueleaf? Trueleaf, we're the first Florida licensed medical marijuana treatment center. We opened our first store in Tallahassee, July 2016, so almost 2 years ago. We now have 15 stores with plans to open 20 to 25 by the end of this year. Crazy. And then the locations we have around here, we have Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, and we just opened our brand new one in Newport Richey, up way up there. Mm-hmm. And then there's Bradenton, and if I didn't already say, Clearwater. And we also deliver anywhere statewide.
So, you know, I've been with Trueleaf since day one. I've not really ever gotten it. I've not gotten anybody else. There's one over there on 4th Street, which is pretty close to where we are right here.
Yep.
The process is real easy. And, you know, it's the stigma, I guess, of marijuana use is that you're going to open up a door and see a bunch of young stoners ready to watch movies. And when you walk into the, you know, the hallways, it's really, I see older people with ailments. I see veterans, and I see people like myself, 50 years old. Now there's going to be some young kids in there as well, but pretty much the whole thing is just about you needing it with an ailment and staying away from those darn opioids, you know?
Yep.
That's what's killing us, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Now, we have another special guest here, and he is from Tetra Health Centers, and that's Tom Havens. How you doing, brother? Everything good?
Good. Thanks for having us today, Ian.
No, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun for sure, and people are excited that we started the podcast because, you know, people hear me talk about it a little bit on the radio, and people come to me all the time and say, how do I get my card? How do I do this? How do I do it? What are the first steps? So bringing you guys in here is going to be definitely a step forward and getting people enlightened now. Tom Havens here from Tetra Health Centers. Tell us a little bit about what Tetra Health Centers does.
Well, Tetra Health Centers is a medical marijuana certification clinic. And the medical marijuana field is really two avenues. One, you have to get certified by a doctor to get a card which allows you to get the medications. After you do that, you're able to go visit wonderful Emily over here at Trueleaf or other dispensaries where you can actually get your medications. So, and the government set that up to where, you know, it's a little bit more restrictive, and I think that's kind of a hot topic in this field. I mean, as you mentioned, Ian, I mean, you got the opioid crisis and all these things, but at the end of the day, medical marijuana is such a welcoming thing and a benefit to the state of Florida or any of the other, I think it's up to 29 states now. Mm-hmm. Where it is now legalized. And it's really a blessing for people, and it's been needed for a long time. So we're happy to be a part of that. We've got one clinic in Tampa right now. We're looking to expand. I think the next one will be in Boca, also a possibility of a Jacksonville soon. And we really strive to be the gold standard of certification clinics. And what that means is we take the patient. We're a real medical clinic. And we take the patient from the first step of the process all the way through handling your application, taking all that out of your hands. Mm-hmm. Because anytime the government is involved, you know, there's a bunch of hoops that you have to jump through.
It's going
to
be difficult.
So we're one of the few certification clinics that really takes you from stage one and handles that all the way through to make sure you keep your card active, and also when your renewal dates are coming up, mm-hmm. when you need to be seen again. We keep track of that all for you and keep you on track so you don't lose your ability
babysitting,
to receive.
Almost babysitting.
You have to.
And I need babysitters sometimes. That's for sure. So there's different steps to this. If somebody's looking for a card, I have my card, and I went through it all. If somebody's looking for a card, they go go to the Tetra Health Centers. They go through the basics. They get their card. You have to see a doctor first. You got to reach the criteria to get the card. Then how long of a grace period? How long of a waiting period? It was a lot longer when I did it way back when, but how long is the waiting period now?
You've touched on a subject that has been a source of a lot of frustration for us getting started in the state of Florida. Anytime something new starts up, there's going to be a lot of pitfalls. Anytime you start talking about government being involved, and you know, there's always that debate of big government versus small government and privatized versus. Let me tell you something. If somebody talks to you about government handling things,
oh no, trust me,
forget it.
I'm going through right now in this building with permits and papers and none of that's ever good.
When it first started, to put it bluntly, it was kind of a disaster. We had some patients that waited upwards of 6 months for a card.
I was about 5 months.
Okay, so you know. And it really wasn't anything on the side of the certification clinics or the people, or even the people in the government offices that were doing anything wrong. It just, the preparation wasn't there. The staffing wasn't there. The resources weren't there.
They weren't ready.
But to their benefit, to the state of Florida's benefit, and I know they catch a lot of grief for it, they have done an amazing job over this past year of streamlining it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they did, which has made it a lot better, is they have outsourced to private organizations to process the cards. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you from dealing with fighting for patients to get their cards, that has made an incredible difference.
Sure.
So it went from upwards of 6 months to now, you could possibly be cleared to receive your card in 2 to 4 weeks.
See, now I know some people have gone through it lately, and it's been more towards that, which is awesome. Now, Emily, somebody goes, they get their card. Now they're ready for true leave. So at that point, say I got mine because I got a bad back, I got a bad neck, I got a lot of bad things. Okay, but it's just for general pain. So when they approach true leave, they say, okay, here's my card. At that point, you steer them to the right products. I mean, how many products do you guys have at True Leaf?
Oh, how many products do we have? We have, I don't even know the correct number, but I know we have oral, inhalation, sublingual, topical, and rectal, and the list goes on, and we're just expanding. But what a lot of patients don't know is that they don't have to necessarily wait for their physical card in the mail. They can also bring in their email and show it to us along with their photo ID, and then our patient consultants and staff in the True Leaf dispensaries will help guide patients in the right direction to get the exact medications they need.
And for some of the things, like myself, they said, well, what do you need it for? I said, general pain. I don't sleep that well. And, you know, speak to the difference. I'm learning now myself, okay? Like, I used to think that marijuana and cannabis were just something that just was.
Yep.
Now, there's different strains. I know there's the indica, there's a sativa. Break down those two, the difference between those two.
So we've learned that it's different for all patients, but the indicas and the sativas, and we also have hybrids, and the indicas seem to help people with anxiety, depression, people who are just down, and the sativas do the same thing, too. It's based on your personal ailments and what helps you, because at first people think that if they're depressed, they need an indica, but that's not necessarily the truth. It's all depends on what you try and what works best for you.
Mm. Now, there's indica, sativa, there's THC, there's CBD. See, there's a lot of different things going on now. Now, I've had the THC pills, and I find that's good to put you to sleep.
Okay.
I've had the hybrid, which is probably a little bit better for pain. I mean, how does somebody know which direction to go?
So that's the tricky question. But a lot of patients will learn on their own what works best for them. But we also provide a strain list of all the strains, and they can go, patients can read up on each strain individually on our website that is linked to leafly.com, and you can read about individual strains on how they're going to affect you medically, whether it's going to be an upper or if it's going to cheer you up and all of that. But the best way to describe it is it really is what you find works best for you. There's no prescription.
Yeah, there's no right and wrong.
No right and wrong, exactly.
What makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you that want to get involved with TrueLeave, it's TrueLeave.com. That's TrueLeave. And TetraHealthCenters.com as well. Now, Tom, as far as what you guys do, so you guys don't have dispensaries.
Correct.
Okay, so you guys are just basically doctors and knowledge.
Yes.
Now, do you guys have access to, do you guys ever go to dispensaries? You ever get into that part of it?
Of course. We've toured all the dispensaries. We've toured a lot of the grow facilities here in Florida to see what they're actually doing. And it is amazing what they're doing. And you touched on something in the very beginning that a lot of people, when they come in, they think that this is all about the Cheech and Chong,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the, you know, dude, where's my car?
Yeah. Which are
outlook.
Both hilarious, by the way.
Right, exactly. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
But the focus here is on medical marijuana and for people that are in need versus a recreational. I'm not saying anything about the recreational side, but what these dispensaries are doing and what they're growing specifically, the difference between that and what you get on the street is really amazing, because when you go to your dealer on the street, if you're one of those people that do that, you don't know what you're getting. I mean, they can basically tell you the best things are going to get you the highest. But if you want to know medically,
yes,
levels of CBD or THC and what would be best for my condition, you're not going to get that. And that's what's really important for people to know that self-medicate out there and why they want to get involved in the medical side is I know that you guys and all the dispensaries have third-party people that verify the levels of each strain, sure, and the levels of CBD and the levels of THC. Mm-hmm. And that's so important because there's so many elements to this, whether you can do this in the workplace, whether it's going to help your actual ailments. And you need to know the levels of the CBDs and the THCs to know whether or not you can do certain things, whether or not you can work while you're using specific products.
You don't want to really be messing around with stuff that you don't know about, okay?
Right.
Because when you talk about doing it illegally, we all know that before TrueLeave came around, people were getting it by themselves. We all know that.
Right.
People didn't just start smoking when TrueLeave came around. We know that. But when you talk about, you know, edibles and putting it in food, unless you're doing it scientifically, which TrueLeave will do, you don't know what you're getting in. And you don't know how much you're getting it. And I've seen it done poorly to where there was too much put in it, and that's not good.
Right.
It doesn't turn out good at all.
And that leads to another thing of where certification clinics come in. And it's very important not only where you go to a dispensary, but it's very important that you research any certification clinic. Who is the doctor there? What do they know? Because I can tell you with the state certification process for doctors, it's a simple 2-hour course.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to the doctors that are really involved in this and they care about this industry, there's really nothing in there educating them about the actual product or how it works on the body. So there are some doctors out there that simply take the 2-hour test so they can prescribe this and make a little money on the side. You really don't want to be involved with that, because you want your support structure in this, especially your doctor, to be able to direct you in the right directions. As Emily said, the different products can have different effects on everybody.
Sure.
But you can save a lot of time and money if you have a doctor that is well-versed in the actual products and the effects on the body.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that's one of the things that we take great pride in is our doctor, Dr. Douglas Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Not only has he taken the test and he's certified, but working with him in the clinic every day, if he's not seeing a patient, you look in his office, he's online, he's got his little earbuds
he's
in.
He's always learning.
And he's watching a podcast about products. He's watching another doctor talk about the results he's had for specific ailments. So you really want to look into who you're going to as a doctor, because like I said, they can save you a ton of time and, more importantly, money getting to that point where you know the best medications for you.
Absolutely. Now, Emily, I know a little bit of what's happened in the last little while because, you know, cannabis and legal cannabis has blown up really in our country in the last couple of years.
Yep.
It just, you know, 2 years ago, it seemed like half the people were still against it. Now you look at the people that are against it, you want to say, come on. Like, seriously, let's stop doing this. Where has it come in Florida in the last year? Because most people still really don't know what the rules are. So right now, we can go to Trulieve and go and get vape, but you still can't get flowers and buds, correct? Or I seen some flowers and buds in a little container that you guys put in, I guess,
a vaporizer.
But that's the only, you guys to that point, right?
So currently in Florida, it's still illegal to smoke medical marijuana. But we can dive into that on another podcast because you could talk about that for forever. But at Trulieve, we offer True Flower cups that you can use with the Trulieve Tabletop Vaporizer, which is whole flower. It's the first Entourage product we have, meaning you get the effects from the whole plant itself, but you're still vaporizing the flower, which is the main legal source in the state of Florida.
Sure. So right now, I know John Morgan, who's been fighting for a long time.
Yep.
I know Joe Redner, who's been fighting for a long time. They're trying to fight to get just unlimited use of marijuana. They want to be able to grow it in their backyard and roll it up themselves, right?
What they're doing is basically they want the best for the patient, and at Trulieve we're with that as well. So whatever is the best for the patient, whether it's smoking it, vaping it, anything that works best for the patient, we're all for it. So that I think that's what they're doing.
No doubt. So both of you guys, how much have you seen, you know, the perception of cannabis change in the last couple of years? Because when I hear people talk about it sometimes, I feel like saying, okay, this Reefer Madness was how long ago? But that's still the mentality that people have. And if you look and see why cannabis was barred to begin with, if you go back in history, basically because they were saying, first of all, it's a plant. It's not a drug, it's a plant. And from what I read in history, they really banned it and had prohibition because it became a Mexican drug, sort of. And that's kind of silly, isn't it? I mean, 2018, still people are thinking that way.
Oh, I totally agree. I see firsthand, though, the stigma slowly starting to change because it seems like everyone knows somebody who's found that medical marijuana has changed their life for the better. I do a segment with Trulieve on our social media called True Stories, where I go and interview patients to talk about how medical marijuana has changed their life for the better.
Perfect.
And these patients are any demographic, whether we have senior citizens, whether we have children, whether we have people who were in a medical marijuana study in 1960. It's just crazy to hear them. And you can watch all these videos on our YouTube channel, Trulieve Dispensary, and as well as on our Facebook page, Twitter page, and our website as well. And it's just crazy to hear people saying, I used to think that marijuana in general was the devil's drug.
Mm-hmm.
And people are now saying it's a gift from God. It's cured their cancer.
Seriously.
Yeah. Their epilepsy. You get a lot of feelings when you hear these people. They hit you in the soft spot.
I'm sure.
Some of these stories.
And I've had a friend of mine whose sister was going through chemotherapy and going through a tough time and losing her hair and talking about being nauseous and all the pills are killing her stomach. And she was like, do you know where you can get some? And I feel like I got her something. Some of her to eat. And it was the only thing that settled her stomach. And when you really think about it, and, you know, the THC pills that I take, we're not going to debate whether it's better than taking an opioid. But it's not a debatable thing.
Exactly.
But, you know, but what happens, you know, the results are very, very similar. And you have something that's natural and you have something that's man-made. And the man-made thing, which is the opioid, they got billions of dollars backing them, still trying to hold on to what they have.
Yep.
But it's starting to crumble in front of them right now to where, you know, when you start to hear the president start say, you know, it's time. It's really time for the whole country to open up.
Yep.
It's time. And 'cause I was in California 10 years ago, and it was where Tampa Bay is right now. it's about right, isn't it? I mean, we know that, you know, California is a more liberal spot than where we are right here. Just a little bit. And it still may take a while before, you know, Florida completely opens up. But it's, like I said, it's to the time now where just the opposite side of it doesn't really make any sense anymore.
And I think people are starting to realize that. I interviewed a guy who was on opioids for over 20 years, and he's come off of them using our True Clear product, 9-pound hammer. There's a video of it that you can see and believe mm-hmm. on our YouTube channel, and it's amazing. And I think this is the future in what's going to reverse the opioid epidemic.
No doubt. Now, Tom, tell us, if somebody is listening out there saying, "If am I a candidate to get my card?" Tell us some of it. Like, once again, I had a neck, I had back. What are some of the other reasons to get your card?
Well, the most important thing is understanding what qualifies you through the state. Now, the state has outlined a number of ailments that are immediate qualifiers if it's documented by a physician's diagnosis. Another thing to understand going into a qualifying clinic is doctors that are qualified to do this cannot actually diagnose you. A lot of people don't understand that, and they want to keep that separate. That's why they did it. So when you're coming in, you got to have those diagnoses from whether it be your primary care or your specialist or another physician. So the main conditions that are almost automatic qualifiers are cancer, epilepsy, Parkinson's, glaucoma, HIV, PTSD, Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, anything that's terminal. Wow. But if you're not on that specific list, if your ailments are not covered on that specific list, don't fret about it, because they had enough foresight to input a condition category, which is kind of what we call the gray area. And it's medical conditions of the same class or compared to any of those listed. That allows a doctor to see you, Ian, or anyone else and determine that even if one of your conditions is not on that automatic qualifier list, the doctor can review your records and determine if any of the conditions you have are as disruptive to your everyday life. Ooh. That would allow you to be qualified to be a part of this program. So that's very key. So if you're out there and you think, we talk to a lot of people like this, well, my category is not on the list, so I didn't think I would be able to get it. And God, I'm really sad about that. Well, don't be. Go see a doctor to see. Make sure you get some good records to come in to document the level of your ailment and what it's doing to your daily, because that may be enough to get you qualified to partake in the industry.
Sure. Now, Emily, I have a lot of people approaching me, and they'll say, "Hey, I want to get my card. Give me the number to Trulieve." What percentage of people call Trulieve first before they would call, you know, Tetra Health Centers? People don't really understand really the process yet,
no,
do they?
No, yeah, I've seen that. They don't. But I don't know the exact percentage, but we do see people will get messages on Facebook, calls to the call center. I need to get this product. How do I do it? And then we basically tell them the first step in the process is to find a qualified doctor. And on Trulieve's website, we have a physician finder. It's find a doctor. Mm-hmm. It's under the patient for the patient section. And we have a list of all these qualified physicians throughout the state. And that's the first. That's really the first step.
It's funny you say that, because we get the opposite of that.
Oh.
We get a lot of people calling us and saying, "Hey, I need a refill on my prescription." I'm like, well, what's your patient name? well, no, I need to come in and get product. Ooh. And I have to explain, well, Tetra Health Centers is, you got to understand the whole path. And so, yeah, people really are still confused. And we're over a year into this.
Yeah. And they're very confused.
Yeah.
They're very confused because people, like, they'll say, "Well, how'd you did it? What's the first step?" They really don't know. So, you know, for the ham and eggers out there, for those of you trying to figure out how to do it, you know, you got to go find a qualified doctor, okay, which is Tetra Health Centers. You go get the doctor. He puts you in the right direction. If you apply and you're all good, then you apply for the card. Hopefully takes you 2 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
And then after that, after you get your email saying that you're eligible, now you can literally bring your email to Trulieve and say, "I'm ready to rock."
Yep.
And then you go into the back.
And we'll take it from there and help you and guide you in the right direction.
It's fun and it's easy, which, you know, helps me. I don't like things that are difficult.
Yep.
Like, you walk in somewhere and they have a screen that tells you what's basically the menu of things you can get. The prices, all the products are right there. It's not an overwhelming amount of products, which is good. You guys change your flavors every once in a while. I like to change those all up. And I first started off with one of those, and I don't know the exact terminology, but the vape, the smaller vape. Then I went to the one that's kind of 2 inches. Then I went to the long, skinny one.
Okay, the 600 milligram vape.
Bear, that one. That one's a bear. That one hits you a little bit different. Just a little bit different.
It all depends on the strain and the THC percentage.
But they always say you want the lower or the higher. Which one do you think I get?
I'm not going to answer that.
Well, I'm going to answer for you. I've been the higher thing every time. It's something, if you go to a restaurant, would you like a 6 or an 8 ounce steak? Do you have a 12 ounce steak?
Oh my gosh.
You know, why? Yeah. You know, who wants a 6 ounce steak for what? You know, so 10 milligrams or 50 milligrams? Kind of a 50 milligram guy. I'm not going to lie. Now, I have to ask you, you guys have your cards?
What?
Do you have your card?
Yes, I am a patient. But we understand at Trulave that this whole process is pretty daunting, and we will hold your hand because it is scary. Some of these patients, we have 80-year-old women, 80-year-old men. It's your grandma and grandpa coming in, and they're like, I don't know what this is.
Exactly.
But we guide you. But yes, I'm a patient too, and the process was scary at first, but after going through it, it is so simple. All you really need to do is find a qualified doctor.
That's it.
Yep.
Tom, you have your card?
I do not yet.
Okay.
I've considered it. I've got a lot of old football injuries from back in the day that get worse and worse as the years start to pile up.
Well, they don't get better.
No, they don't.
You know, I'm living proof of that. I told somebody that the other day. Once you get injured, they don't go away.
Yeah.
You know, you might get another injury, but the other injury is still around. They still keep on, you know, they kind of get stockpiled. You know,
it's amazing how you know, simple things like sitting through a 2-hour movie.
Which I don't do anymore.
If you're sitting there stationary and you start to tighten up and then the pain starts to come in, it's kind of crazy what certain ailments can do to the body. And I think most people just need to, if they're scared or they're confused about the industry, don't be. It's here. I know a lot of people have mentioned that they're scared that it might go away if I get involved and I start spending all this money, then it goes away. Am I left high and dry? You mentioned even the federal government at this point is starting to mention, they've actually mentioned specifically that while we may go after the recreational states, we are not touching the medical marijuana states.
Okay.
So I think they've already mentioned that pretty clear. Medical marijuana, in my opinion, I'm sure Emily and Trulieve is the same. I've talked with their representatives. Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere. So if you're out there and you're looking for an alternative, you really need to get in because it's doing amazing things for people.
There's no doubt. And I would say get involved with, because there's some fly-by-night type of, you know, companies that come and go, you know. And I would stick with the companies that know what they're doing, okay? That's why we brought you guys both in here. Trulieve, I was a part of it since the beginning. Tetra Health Centers, I know you guys do wonderful business. So it's about getting hooked up with the right people that know what they're doing with the knowledge so that it runs through smoothly. And like Trulieve, I go there, you have to go there at the right time sometimes, because sometimes you guys get slammed, don't you?
Yeah, but we've had a solution to that. We have an online ordering where you can order before, jump right in ahead of the line once you get there. And also we are opening, as I said earlier, 20 to 25 locations by the end of this year. So that will help with wait time.
By the end of this year.
Yep, that's the goal.
Any more in South Tampa? We need one right here.
Stay
in this
tuned.
Building. Yeah, we need one right here in this building.
I forgot to mention earlier, though, that we also offer a third-party testing lab results for every batch we batch from our grow facility. So you can go look at any product that you buy from Trulieve. Go to our website under the shop page, and you can click on view product testing results and see exactly what is in your product if you would like.
Now, have you been to Tallahassee to the grow house? You've been there before?
Yes.
I need to do a field trip there.
Stay tuned.
I just need to walk and frolic amongst it.
That's coming.
Yeah.
We want to be able to educate people so they can see exactly where their medication is coming from.
Is that your adult Disneyland?
Yes. I just want to stand in the middle of it and just, I can picture it. But, you know, as we move forward, we're going to start videotaping our podcast as
Great.
Well. So that we can start bringing in some products and showing people some things. And, hey, we're in Tallahassee and we're in the middle of them. I'm around 15-foot cannabis trees. A big smile on my face. Thinking this would be a good broadcast for sure. For
yep.
sure.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are part of some history today, the first official Ian Beckles Cannabis Podcast. I appreciate you guys. Emily Wood from Trueleaf, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm sure we're
going
to get this done again.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Of course.
Tom Havens, Tetra Health Centers. You're a Martin Luther King, correct?
Yes.
So you have the phone number?
It's 813-898-8009.
And that's if anybody's looking for a doctor to get yourself,
yes.
you know.
And we're also on the web at tetrahealthcenters.com. And we're very proud to be a part of this podcast.
It's going to be good stuff,
and
man.
And being able to help educate people to get off the sidelines yep. and get that relief that they need.
No doubt. There's a lot of people out there that are kind of squeamish. They don't know whether they want to do it or not.
It's time to cross
over.
They
really are.
It's time.
You have nothing to lose.
Yeah,
there's
exactly
a lot of
right.
confusion and nervousness about it out there, but don't be. Get involved because it's too valuable for you and your quality of life.
A lot
it
of
is.
People out there, what you're doing now is not working. Okay, and there's an alternative, and that is legalized. But why would I do that? Because you're doing it the right way.
Yep.
You're doing it the right way. That definitely doesn't hurt that way. And Emily Wood, your social media is your thing?
Yeah, I'm social media and digital content marketing.
Okay.
We do it all.
So how do people, social media, is it just, it's Trueleave?
All you have to do is go on Facebook, type in Trueleave, Trueleave, and you'll see us. First one pops up. And we also have a website, www.trueleave.com. And if you want, there's an online chat feature. If you have any questions, you don't have to be a patient to answer or ask the questions, not answer them, just ask them. Or you can give us a call, 844-878-5438. And we have a whole team to answer any questions you may have as well.
We have a lot of valuable things for that too. I mean, on our website, tetrahealthcenters.com, our owner, Tracy Lee Young, has done a lot of what we call marijuana minutes,
mm-hmm.
Where there's really short synopsis of some of the hot topics involved, and you can get a lot of education just going through those and finding out what's going on in the area. The bridge notes,
sure.
Medical marijuana for dummy segments.
I did this morning. I went through a few of them, and they're very knowledgeable. That's for sure. Well, guys, I appreciate you guys sitting in with me on the first one. We'll definitely get this done again.
Perfect.
And it's been wonderful getting Tetra Health Centers and also Trueleave involved in something once again that's going to be out there. We're going to be doing this for a while, and people are going to be getting a lot of knowledge, and we're going to have some fun people on board. You know, we're going to get Joe Redner in here and people like that
awesome.
That are crazy and colorful and passionate.
He's definitely colorful.
And he's passionate.
Yep.
Like I've been in the gym with Joe Redner 5 years ago where I went home and I said to my wife, I don't think he's going to make it. And he says the reason why he got out of what he did was marijuana.
I believe
mm-hmm.
it.
And he's been diagnosed 3 or 4 times with cancer. And the only reason why he got through it was marijuana. So he's definitely a strong proponent for that. Anyways, thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been the first one, and there'll be hopefully many. And if you guys have any questions, you can hit me up at ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. If you guys have any cannabis questions, I also have a couple other podcasts. One is Flavor in Your Ear, a lot more pop culture. And then In the Trenches is the football podcast, which comes out on Monday. So once again, thank you for listening to the Cannabis Podcast. And we'll be back with you every single week. Have a wonderful week and smoke something legally. Peace out.
I'm Jerry P. Tuck, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out radioinfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, radioinfluence.com.